Sorry, I know I'm not meant to be on the flight deck. It's just, I'll go. It's silly. I was lonely. I was lonely. And a little scared. You're smiling at me. You're not what I expected from a captain. A star freighter captain. I don't know, I thought you'd be more. I have no idea. I'm sorry I interrupted, Al. Just, are you sure? I mean, I didn't. Thank you. It's all a bit overwhelming. Didn't really think about what would happen when I stowed away. I just. I just needed to get off of that space station. It was. There were too many people. It was overwhelming. So I just picked some random ship and stowed away. I wasn't really thinking, just running on instinct. And then you found me, and I was terrified. But no, you weren't scary, you were just lovely. Far lovelier than I deserved. I mean, I'm a stowaway. You would be well within your rights to just blast me out of an airlock. Not that you would. But I mean, I didn't know that before. I was just scared. And you were lovely. I didn't know you would be going into deep space. It's so quiet out here. It's like the ocean. The deep, inky darkness. Sorry, I'm a bit fanciful. You are nothing. It's You're special. I mean, you have to be doing this job. I mean, doing this job. Deep space, that's a lonely life. It's a dangerous life. Scary. You never know what is out there. You never know what you're hauling. You don't know what dangers there are on a ship. You don't know what might happen. I mean, you are so far from anyone who could help you. You don't have to reassure me. It's sweet, though. You are so, so sweet. How can I tell? Instinct. You smell sweet. I haven't been sniffing you. I'm not blushing. I'm not okay, maybe I am. I'm so glad that I picked a ship. I'm so glad that I picked you. It's been so long since I connected with someone. Have I connected with you? Maybe. I like you. I like talking to you. I like spending time with you, which is good because it's just the two of us on the ship. There's no one out there. Not really. It would take weeks for any signal to reach any populated planet. And even then, it would take longer for them to reach us. It's just us. The ship in the middle of the dark ocean. It is romantic. This is romantic. A stowaway and a captain. What happens next in the story? I'm not quite sure. Because I'm shy. Because it's been so long. Because this world is unfamiliar. I mean, some things are the same. The dark ocean. The lonely ship. The gorgeous captain. But this is very different. But in my story, in my fairy tale, we kiss. But I don't want to. I mean, I do want to kiss you, I just don't want to. I mean, you're piloting the ship. I don't want autopilot. Okay. I think you should put the autopilot on. Is it just... Oh, it will take us all the way? All the way. So you don't have to... So you can be otherwise engaged. I like the sound of that. Oh, my fairy tale. Well, this would be where we kiss. This is where we kiss and everything changes. It's okay. Just relax. You don't even have to try. The venom will make you relax. Don't worry. Don't worry. The autopilot will ensure that the ship continues on its course. You look so betrayed. I understand, I do. I didn't have a choice, you see. You humans, you bled our oceans dry. The world I knew, the life I lived, I was gone. No more sailors, no more ships, no more siren songs. Just dust. And you all left us behind. Everything unseen, just withered. But not me. Oh no, not me. I lost my song, but I persisted. I stumbled onto the last ship, leaving Earth. So many people. It was overwhelming. It was confusing. It was agony. I knew you were out there. Somewhere in the inky black ocean of space. I knew that I would find you. So I stumbled from ship to ship. Space station to space station. My skin crawled. It was all too noisy, all too busy, all too overwhelming. I missed the ocean. I missed the waves. And I was so, so hungry. You see, we sirens don't feed often, but when we do, we feast. But it has to be the right person, the right sailor. Someone brave and sweet, caring. Someone whose spirit knows the ocean. Someone who endures long ocean voyages. Someone like you. Oh, I can see it. I can see it in your eyes. You felt the connection. The moment you found me, you felt the connection, the attraction. The quiet siren song. You felt the pull, the lure. And you walked towards it. I want you to know that you really are special to me. You are a star in a dark bleak sky. I thought there were no more sailors. But here you are. And your kiss was so, so sweet. Don't worry. It won't hurt. There won't be pain, there'll just be darkness. Like diving into the deepest ocean. And I'll wait. I'll wait. Sated, satisfied. And then I'll wonder. I'll wonder this. Dark ocean of space. You will be a feast, and I will savor you, my love. My love. Because I do. I love you. I love you. I do. I love you. You've saved me. My captain, my love, you've saved me. And oh, I wish I could sing to you. Oh, I wish you could hear my song. But my song is long gone. So all I can do is kiss you sweetly. Kiss you so, so sweetly. And promise you that this won't hurt. This won't hurt. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Because it is time to